Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro. With his imagination and unbelievable skill, he has proven that the ukulele is well-suited to jazz, rock, classical, and everything in between. He's performed across the world and shared the stage with both Bette Midler and Jimmy Buffett. Yet he humbly insists that he's simply a big fan of the ukulele. Jake Shimabukuro, welcome to Song Travels.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me. Or I guess I should say aloha.
Aloha. You come from one of my favorite places.
Oh, no, thank you. Well, it's an honor to be here with you, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's a great pleasure. I've been listening to your music for a while, and the thing that strikes me about it is that you have, for many people, pardon the expression, legitimized the ukulele, because I always thought of it as more of a rhythm instrument or more of a toy. I never took it seriously, and I feel a bit ashamed about that.
Oh, no, not at all. To be honest, I embrace the fact that, you know, people don't see it as a serious instrument because then it makes music less intimidating. You know, like I wish all instruments were like that. You know, I wish everyone was not afraid, you know, or intimidated, you know, by instruments. Like, because there a lot of times you'll mention to someone like, oh, you know, you want to play the violin or the piano, and they'll be like, no, it's too hard. You know, no, I don't think I could learn that. But if you mention to someone, hey, how about the ukulele? Go, oh, yeah, that looks like fun. Yeah, let me see that. I mean, it's just, you get that immediate gratification because it's so simple to learn that, you know, you pick it up for the first time and someone tells you where to put your fingers and you can play a chord and you're just like, wow, I'm actually playing music. And I think it's fantastic.
Well, you started at a very early age yourself.
Yeah, I started at about four, when I was about 4 years old. My mom played. And of course, growing up in Hawaii, all the kids play the ukulele. So I started when I was four and just learned, you know, two chords. And I was, for the first maybe 3 or 4 years of my life, you know, that's all I played were just those two chords. But it made me happy. I mean, I don't know if it made the people around me happy, but it definitely brought a lot of joy.
And is the instrument indigenous to Hawaii?
Yes and no, because it was the Portuguese immigrants who brought the instrument over to the islands, you know, when they came to work in the plantation fields. And that was about, you know, a little over 100 years ago. Mm. And they taught the Hawaiians how to build these instruments. So once the Hawaiians, you know, got their hands on it and they started building it, you know, it changed a lot because of, you know, like the types of strings that they would use. Like the ukulele is made up of nylon strings, where the cavaquinho, you know, which came over from Portugal, uses steel strings. And the tuning is different, and the kinds of wood that they use and just the tone of the instrument is completely different. So it kind of is its own thing now. So I like to say that it's a Hawaiian instrument, you know, but yeah, it was definitely brought over by the Portuguese.
Mm. And you say ukulele instead of ukulele. I guess we say uncle and not yunkle. So. So is that the correct pronunciation, ukulele?
Yeah, in the native Hawaiian language, the word ukulele is actually made up of two words, uku and lele, and lele means jumping, and uku is a flea, you know, like your dog, you know, fleas like on your dog. So ukulele literally translates to jumping flea.
Is that why when people tune the ukulele, they say, my dog has fleas?
That's exactly right.
Your new recording, which is called Grand Ukulele, and it is grand the way you make it sound, contains many, many different genres. I mean, it's interesting because it has sounds that sometimes sound like flamenco, other times it sounds like mandolin, rockabilly. The influences are extraordinary, and the sounds that you coax out of this humble instrument are rather astonishing. Would you play something from the new recording?
Sure. Well, thank you for saying those nice things. But yeah, this is one off the new record. You know, Alan Parsons produced this project, so he really wanted to showcase, you know, the different sides of the instrument, and that's why it's such a diverse album. But this is a song that I wrote called Ukulele 5-0, and it was inspired by the Hawaii TV show Hawaii 5-0. So I hope you enjoy this.
Here it is, Ukulele 5-0. You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support this series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.